you're heading out from the channel between Pokegma and Flambeau Lake, it's real historic out here, especially this little path we're traveling on. One of the main trading routes back 250 to 300, 400 years ago.
It's a windy afternoon as Bill Poupart and Gus Theobald guide their boats across the sparkling blue waters of Flambeau Lake. We're off to Strawberry Island, an undeveloped, rugged spot of earth, rock, and trees, rumored to be home to spirits. Its haunted reputation troubles Poupart and Theobald because it's kept many tribal members away for years.
I've brought elders out here who've never been here in their lives. In fact, one of them said, "Now I can die because I've been to Strawberry Island." She had the biggest smile on her face and said, "I've looked at this all my life and I always thought that I couldn't come out here, and now that I'm out here, it's fine." So I'm taking my shoes, my socks off at least.
I am Gus Theobald. There are quite a number of trees here. Some big maple, might be a big poplar, leaning up another big oak. There were going to be trees in here that are kind of pixie stick. They're piled on each other. Where the tornado had touched down out on Bear River powwow grounds and then jumped directly over here to Strawberry Island. The reason why parents or grandparents a long time ago used to tell their children not to come out to Strawberry Island was hundreds of years ago, our people, the Ojibwe and the Sioux Nation, they were in war. And our people here built fires on this island and made it look like an encampment. And when the Sioux warriors came, they surrounded the island and then they attacked the island. And here there was no one on the island. It was a trick that our people had made. And when they got all the Sioux on the island, they came from the shores and killed all the Sioux, 100 or more. They still tell the children not to come out to the island because the Sioux spirits will get you. I think the main reason why our elders told us stories like that was to protect the island, what we hold sacred.
You listen to the wind blowing through the trees, and that wind is the same thing that people were listening to 200 years ago. I was thinking what the island must be feeling. The island hears drums at night sometimes, and it wishes those drums were a little closer, and why aren't we sharing things with it? It's a being, and there's spirits here, and there's spirits in every rock and every tree, and there's life out here, and this life isn't being shared.
They're all over, the different spirits here. Some of them are in the water, some of them in the air, underground, all over the Great Turtle. People could just come out here and have picnics or something and not be afraid. I've been on there before, and I always just put my tobacco down and say a little prayer to the spirits and thank them for what they've done, thank them for what they can do.